T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Frickey and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A 3-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly 3 decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome to a Wednesday hump day on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Going to be a fun day. It is day 2 of Falcons minicamp. Yaddy, 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 yaddy. And I hope you're showing up for work today. We showed up for work. One guy not showing up for work is going to create problems for us.
That's what we're doing today.
Yeah, kind of do. Who shows up for work?
Who's all president accounted for their job?
Yep.
That's. I mean, I cannot say.
Do you think anybody
about that.
Pulled a Julio at their work yesterday? You know, just you know, they didn't show
that's,
up.
So that's what we're doing here in Atlanta today. That's what we're doing somebody here in Atlanta.
Hey, Bob, where are you?
You know what's funny?
I want more money.
You know what's funny? We do these things where, you know, we go out and we meet and greet the people, uh-huh. and so we were doing one yesterday, and it was interesting because we did it with a bunch of women, and the first thing that a lot of them said were they were disappointed in Julio. And what I try to do is explain it the best that I can, and I'm not trying to sway anybody's, you know, I'm not trying to sway your opinion. I'm just trying to give you as much information as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to explain to her, I was like, well, I understand what you're saying, but Julio's in a position where he has unique talent. He has a unique set of skills that he's trying to maximize his money. He's trying to get as much money as he possibly can
mm-hmm.
in a short period of time because your talent is fleeting. And he knows that, and he's trying to maximize and get as much money as he possibly can. Now, you could feel any way that you want about that. That is not me trying to influence your decision. I'm just trying to give you the information that I have and try to look at it with a different set of eyes than you would in our day-to-day lives. Because it's different. It's different. I'm not saying it's better. I'm not saying it's fair. It's just different in the NFL.
Is there another way to go about this? I mean, look, let's step back for a second. And by the way, welcome to the show. Of course, we have our music director, technical director, the great Daryl Ashurst and Wendy Adams, and we all here and president accounted for in our jobs today. Is there another way to go about this, Hugh? I mean, you have other players who are holding out. Is this the only avenue available to players in order to try to get a new deal?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, and sometimes it works. You know what I equate this to, John? This is like buying a car. And what I mean by that is you try to go in initially and get the best deal that you could possibly get. And sometimes that deal does not you're not cool with that deal because somebody you find out the numbers that somebody else made
mm-hmm.
and then you want to go in and try to renegotiate your car deal.
Uh-huh, right.
And it doesn't work like that. That's almost like me saying going back to the Ram dealer and, you know, I have my beautiful Ram truck. And now that they've come out with the new Ram trucks, no, wait a minute. I want to give you this one back. Because I don't like this anymore, and I want to renegotiate with the newer truck or something like that. You know, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, that's me going into the tire dealer, and I get a set of 4 new tires.
Yeah.
And 2 days later, they come out and go, "Hey, two free if you buy 4."
Yeah, basically, or your friend goes in, and they get a sweeter deal than the one that you got.
Wait a minute now,
I just look at it. You can't do that. You can't do that. But that's not, if you can. If you feel like you can, go try to get as much as you can. That's how I look at it, and I think that's where Julio is right now. And you know, it was a list that was on television today where they were talking about the receivers that are going to make the most money this year. It was what Sammy Watkins, Jarvis Landry, Mike Evans, and guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Julio wasn't on that list. And I was saying that is probably what he's seeing. He's looking at the money that these guys are making this year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably looking at like, man, I'm better than those guys. And, you know, when you feel – every player in the NFL feels that he's the best at his position. Everybody feels that way.
Mm.
But it's probably safe to say that Julio, at this point in his career, he is, if not the best, one of the best at his position. And when he sees other guys that have done less work or less than he's done in the same period of time, he's looking at that like, no, that's not right in his eyes. And he feels that he deserves to get more money.
Well, you know, and again, this goes to the nature of contracts too, because the way the NFL works, you get so much money up front, you know, in your signing bonus, and then that's prorated over the course of the life of the deal. And so you have to, let's say you get, you know, you have a 4-year deal and you get a, you know, an $8 million signing bonus. And granted, in the case of Julio, it's a lot more than that. But you take that $8 million, divide it over the 4 years. And so if you're making $3 million a year, you're actually making $5 million. That's how they look at it.
That's how it's looked at by the team.
By the team.
But by the player, it's not looked at like that.
He's saying, I'm only making $3 million.
Yes, because you're looking at the money that person is bringing in that year.
Right.
They, like the NFL prorates those salaries.
Correct.
Over the life of the contract. So and technically, if Julio's making – say if it's $300,000 this year, but he got a $20 million solid signing bonus, they'll take some of that $20 million and put that into his salary, not mm-hmm. knowing that he's only taking home in a check form that $300,000. He's already gotten the other part of it.
Right.
And that's how they prorate it. But he's not looking at it like that. He's looking at it like real money, like in my check,
mm-hmm.
like visually looking at my check on Monday or Tuesday whenever they get paid and be like, nah, that ain't what I'm seeing.
Well, one of the things I think is fascinating to me, Hugh, about this is that, you know, we had the initial reaction kind of yesterday of, oh, my God, you know, we're going to have to sit, listen to people talk about Julio, or people will write in and say, nobody cares about Julio. That's all anybody in this town is talking about.
Man, let me tell you, like I said, we were talking and it was like, people were asking me, well, how do you feel about this whole Julio thing? And I try to break it down as best that I can. And people are mostly what I've gotten from it were people saying that they were disappointed more than anything, and they were surprised. And then there were some memes I got on Twitter where I forgot who the young receiver was, but he was working in, I think it was in California with Julio and T.O. And people were talking about, well, this is the problem mm-hmm. working with T.O.
Right.
I mean, I can't see Julio. I can't see T.O. having that much influence over Julio. I don't see that. I'm not saying it's impossible. I just don't see it myself. But Julio has not said a whole lot about his contract situation, and his team has not said a whole lot about it. So we are all speculating at this point, and we're just waiting to see what's going to happen. What's the next shoe to drop?
You know, it'd be interesting, you know, I was thinking about this yesterday. There was a way I thought you could put escalators in contracts, all right, where your contract goes up if you achieve certain things. I'm not talking about incentives, but one of the escalators, for example, that you could do is if you were Julio when you signed your deal 2 years ago, you may have been able to get the Falcons because every contract is 1 year renewable. And so they're not guaranteed in the NFL. So since they're not guaranteed and Julio wants to be the highest paid receiver, he could have probably gone in and maybe negotiated something interesting like an escalator that would say that in any given year in the contract, if somebody makes more than I do and signs for a new deal for more than I get a raise to $1 more than them. So if I'm making 10.25, which I think is what he's making, and Jarvis Landry is making 12.5, I get a raise to 12.5 with a dollar.
Ooh, that's a noble sentiment, John, but I don't think they'll ever do that because they'll be paying Julio every year. Julio will be going back to the table every year.
Well, but if it's a Julio, you might be able to get something. I don't know. There's a different way. I was just trying to be creative here because I'm not sure what the out is because – all right, here's what I think. Here it is, 6:09 in the morning on Wednesday morning. I think that Julio will be on the field opening day, but I think he's going to be an unhappy camper because I think the Falcons are going to say, tough luck, you got your deal. Take it or leave it.
Something to that effect, but they're going to try to sell it a little bit nicer. You still want a happy Julio.
I know.
You want Julio to be as happy as you could possibly get him. And be productive. See, this is the tough part about it because we saw Aaron Donald do it last year.
Mm-hmm.
One of Jimmy Sexton's clients, by the way. Saw him do it last year. Came out and had a monster year. And still does not have a deal.
Right, still does not have a deal.
Got
right.
paid now, mm-hmm. but still does not have a deal.
Right.
This is a little bit different situation. Julio has a deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has a deal.
Right.
And he's under contract, so there's that. But I don't know. I would think that he if Julio comes back and has a monster year and has 2 years left on his deal, then maybe something could be done. Maybe. But with 3 years left, no. Nah. And coming off, you know, it's funny because we say he had a down year. But when you look at his year, Julio had 1,400 yards, 1,444 yards.
Second in the NFL.
Yes. He only had three touchdowns, but he only had six the year before that.
Right.
So it was like, and he had, what, 1,404 yards. So if you want to say he had key moments where he came up short and he had key moments where he wasn't on the field, you could say that.
Now, they targeted Julio twice in the four-play set on first and goal in Philadelphia. But in Julio's defense, neither of the passes and neither of the plays really worked. It wasn't like Julio dropped a game winning touchdown.
But it's like it's almost like saying LeBron had 29 points, but he needs to do more. When you're the best player on the field, John, it's unfortunate. But when you are the best player on the field, more is expected of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know whether it's right or wrong. I mean, because the best get double teamed. Odell Beckham Jr. does not see one-on-one coverage a whole lot,
right?
But he still gets it done. And that's how you look at Julio. He's a guy that he's an exceptional player, above average, elite player, and he's expected to do more. And that's kind of the same thing. Even though when you look at his numbers, if you look at his numbers, you can make an argument where he can say, even though he wasn't on the field for some key downs, still had a real productive season, still had a pretty productive season, and still went to the Pro Bowl with three touchdowns. But that's kind of been Julio's thing. Julio still can take the top off of defense, and you want him out there. You definitely want him out there on the field.
It is the Morning Show with John and Hugh on this Wednesday. Of course, Braves playing an early game, businessman's, what they used to call a businessman special. Is it politically incorrect now to call it a businessman special?
Yeah, business person.
It's business person
special, yes.
Business.
Because women bought their business, too, as we saw yesterday.
Business person special.
Yeah, because the women.
Okay, I'm just checking.
The women's making, they're making that cheese too.
Yeah. In a lot of cases, more than you and I.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a business special, whatever. A noon start today at SunTrust Park against the Mets. Atlanta United plays on the road tonight. We'll get into those stories in just a moment. And of course, the Falcons will have day two of the 3-day minicamp. Today is different than the other couple of days because today is the day you can actually go. The gates will open at 1:30. The Falcons will be on the field at 2:30 this afternoon. It'll be your first chance to see Calvin Ridley in person, to see one of the things. I had to go to the dentist yesterday, and there's a guy named Chad who runs the dentist office, and he's a big fan of the show.
The Chad.
And Chad says to me, he says, you know, what's Deidre Sinnott like? And I pulled out my video from rookie minicamp, and I said, large.
Big old man.
He is a large. You see a guy wearing 94, and that 94 is stretched out. That's Deidre Sinnott. Yeah, big human being. When we get back, great win for the Braves last night. Truly, it was a great win. I'll tell you why. I think it was maybe one of the better wins they've had this season.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Monday through Friday.
Swap things where you check your...
At the frickin' goal line!
We're going to fill 5 hours of radio. You're going to love it.
And all through the weekend.
Football is easy. Coaches make it hard.
Just let me be a man.
The game is everywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Swing and a drive. It's a grand sack.
Another fastball in that he absolutely unloads on. And there is your leading vote getter to make the All-Star team at second base.
Ozzy Albies with a grand slam last night, part of an outburst by the Atlanta Braves that included, for the second game in a row, Freddie Freeman and Ozzy Albies both going deep. And the Braves hammered the New York Mets 8-2 to open a six-game homestand and open a stretch of 14 games against teams under 500 with a dominating 8-2 win. That was Chip Carey, of course, on Fox Sports South. And Ozzy, right after the game, asked about the grand slam, said this.
I can't describe. I just didn't feel anything. I felt great. I just see the ball going, and I just enjoyed it.
Yeah, he did indeed.
Well, that thing was right over the plate, though. I mean, he crushed that.
Yeah, he did miss it.
He crushed that with John. And then all the fireworks and stuff come up, went off. That was pretty impressive. That was pretty impressive.
You know, Ozzie was really scuffling there for a long time, and then he hit the home run in the loss in Los Angeles, and then gets back home and hits a home runs in consecutive games, including the Grand Slam. And Brian Snicker said, "You know what? Good to see Ozzie swinging that bat again."
Yeah, no, that's just big for because say Oz been makes some adjustments. He's been working his tail off, and the last two games he's had some really good at bats.
Yeah, he has. Well, a couple of home runs, up to 16 this year.
Yeah, 16. I tweeted out last night. I said, I think it's safe to say that he's going to be an All Star. Mm-hmm. I think that's a safe. That's a safe bet. 16 home runs, man. Yeah, it is safe to say that he's definitely going to be an All Star.
Pace to hit 40.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody tweeted behind me. Yeah, Nick Markakis is another guy.
Oh yeah, three more hits last night. Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
All right, and Ozzie hit his 16th. Freddie hit his 13th. Mike Foltynewicz pitched a very strong game last night. Five innings, two hits allowed, six strikeouts, was dominating again, came out of the game, did not get the win, unfortunately for him, because he had to come out after the fifth inning, and because of tightness in his triceps, and we'll certainly monitor that, but I think just erring on the side of caution, especially after the Braves put that sixth spot up, that they said, okay, we're going to give you a chance to rest here, because they didn't want to take any chances with him. But there was something that Hank Aaron said last night. When he went on the TV, he goes on ESPN last night, and Hank Aaron's being interviewed about the race, and then Hammer and Hank says this.
I've been following them all year. They're a very good ball club. They're a young ball club. Some of the players are going through some trials and tribulations right now, but I would say that this ball club is a club to be reckoned with.
It is a ball club to be reckoned with, and that's why I think last night was such a key win. You had to start the homestand off nice, and they did. You had to beat an Eastern team and kick the Mets while they're down, and they did. And without this stretch of 14 games where they got to win, I think, at least 10, they go back into first place by themselves on June 13th. I think that they're coming off the kind of, road trip to go in and hammer the Mets the way they did to get the strong pitching, the great defense, and a shout-out, Johan Camargo made one of the top two or three defensive plays the Braves have made all year last night. Hey, I'll give credit.
No,
I know.
I was not going to say anything about what you said about Johan Camargo a few weeks ago. It just tickles me a little bit inside when I hear you give him his props. That's all. And I'm going to laugh, John Freaky. Every time that Johan Camargo does something good, you best believe I am going to laugh a little bit inside. I mean, it's all okay. Right, it's okay, though. Right, but, yeah, he did. And then turned it and threw it to Freddie Freeman at first. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was a heck of a play. But that's what you have to do. When you have a team that's struggling like the Mets are struggling, you got to take advantage. You got to beat them because they're bad. You got to beat them because they're bad. When they're bad, you beat them because they're bad. And they're doing that. And I think that they understand that. They know that right now they have something special going. And the only thing you could do is just keep it going and just play hard, play smart, and just when it's all said and done, look up and see where you are at the end of the season. That's it. I think the sky's the limit for this team. To sit there and say that, World Series, that might be a little bit of a stretch. But I think that they can give some people some fits, like the Yankees did last year when they got in the playoffs. They made a little bit of hay, so it's that going for the Braves right now. So just finish your business, take care of your business, and when you look up in October, November, see where you're at.
It's the one thing I want to see out of this team is them. If you're a playoff team, one thing is true. Not only do you play the big teams well, and they have played the big teams very well. Heck, they have a winning record against the Washington Nationals. It's about beating those teams that you should beat. And here's that 14-game stretch. Everybody under 500, go out there and beat them. And they dominated the Mets in every phase of the game last night. And when the Mets made a run, they made a play to end the run. And it was Camargo that actually kind of saved the game in a lot of ways with that play at third base, because that two spot that the Mets put up could have been a 4 or 5, and the game might have turned on that. And so the Braves, I think this is a good win. I think they go up against Jacob DeGrom today, and we see what happens with Jacob DeGrom on the mound. Of course, DeGrom is still an all-star. I mean, he is one of the best pitchers in baseball. And so if they can take out Jacob DeGrom today, man.
I think that the game that they had last night goes to build on their confidence. No question about that. And now, you know how they say the hunter becomes the hunter? So I think that they're the hunters now. I said that wrong, but I fixed it.
Yeah, the hunter becomes the hunted.
Yeah. But I meant it, but I was saying it wrong. But now they're the hunter now.
Right.
They were the hunted. Now they're the hunter.
Right.
So I fixed that.
Yeah. So they
forget you,
they're hunting,
forget you.
They are And absolutely, you know, I think that they have, they keep making little statements to themselves, to the media, to the fans, but mostly to the rest of baseball that whatever happened in April and May, now we're into mid-June, and they're still doing it.
And it's for real.
And it's for real. I mean, there's no doubt that we're 66 games in.
From the time that game, I watched that game three times last night, John Freaking. I watched it when it was on at its regular time, got a chance to see a little bit of it when they re-aired it right after the game because I was still up. And then watched it this morning on ESPN when it was up. It was the game that, you know.
Did you sleep last night?
I slept a little bit, man. You know what? It's funny. When I travel, it's hard for me to get back into my routine.
Oh,
and that's why
right.
I hate traveling. That's why I hate it, because it's hard to get back in a routine. But, yeah, I watched it three times, and it was the game where, you know, adding that verse, say, well, due to time constraints, we got to speed up the game.
Uh-huh.
Watched it three times, and that's a good feeling. That's when you know your team. You got a good team. You got a good product because everybody wants to see it.
Right. Everybody wants to see it. And again, 12-10 first pitch today against Jacob DeGrom. And Mike Soroka, the never-ending audition for the fifth starter continues with Mike Soroka on the hill today. And he was back. He got healthy. He had a couple of impressive outings in his rehab assignment. And we'll see what Mike Soroka has today to go up against Jacob DeGrom. And now you've got the Mets. If they can win today, here come the Padres, and you owe this Padres team something fierce. I want them to not only beat the Mets, but they have to take 3 out of 4 from the Padres, if not sweep them. And let's go ahead and get this thing rolling again.
Yeah, at this point, you just want you to win the series. Win the series that you're in and keep it moving. Keep the train running. Just keep it running. And to that point, John, it really doesn't look like – I mean, they've had times where there's been lulls in their bats, but nothing that's been a sustained low. It's not nothing that has been like a deep valley. That's good. That's good. If they can sustain it and keep it like that for the rest of the season, you might be looking at something real special.
You know, that's that one thing about this lineup that has so many people picking everybody up. We talked about how this lineup was getting all the big hits. This is the other thing that I really liked about that win yesterday. All the big hits from the Charlie Culbersons, the Camargos, the Dansby Swansons, and I'm not saying they can't do this. I mean, obviously they did Tyler Flowers, Kurt Suzuki, but it wasn't the big gun of Freddie Freeman and I guess the new big gun of Ozzie Albies, yet against the Dodgers, those two homer, and then yesterday in back-to-back games, those two homer again. Now your big guns are going. So if those two big guys in that lineup, the guys that are – you know, second and third in the lineup are going back-to-back or hitting home runs in the same game
that's
or whatever.
A good thing.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Really good thing.
Yeah, it's a really good thing. So that's why I think that win yesterday. Now, because, again, Braves are winning games like this in mid-June where they're dominating the Mets in every phase. Also tonight, you should know Atlanta United taking on the Columbus Crew. Pregame at 7. The kick is at 7:30 with Mike Conney and Jason Longshore on the call from Mid-Ohio. As Atlanta United goes back on the road, they have been great on the road this year. 7 games on the road. Hugh, they've only lost 1 road game this season. 4 wins, 2 draws, and 1 loss on the road all year. That's the best record on the road in Major League Soccer.
And then you got to think the Crew knocked them out of the playoffs. Was it last year? Knocked them out of the playoffs last
year. First round, right?
But this is where I'm kind of confused, John. We were talking about this yesterday. Weren't the Crew supposed to be – wasn't this road trip supposed to be in Texas?
Yeah, I think it's – I still think they're moving. Unless somebody could correct me, I think they're moving to Austin, right?
I didn't know if it was Austin, but I knew it was somewhere in Texas. And they were supposed to be moving like last year. Weren't they supposed to move like last year?
Yeah, either last year or at the end of this year, one of the two, yeah. The Crew is supposed to move to Texas. I mean, they had a new owner, going to move them to Texas. I know that there's been a big move in Columbus to try to save the Columbus Crew. They're in third place in the East, but the fact is they still are not drawing big crowds.
That's weird. You know, the Columbus Crew have been there forever. They've been in Columbus since I was in high school. So that's a long time.
I don't know why. Maybe, you know, adding Cincinnati to the Major League Soccer may help them. They'd have a rival then. And Cincinnati's been drawing twice the crowds for a USL team that Columbus has been drawing for a Major League Soccer team. So Cincinnati is more into it than Columbus is. I don't know. Maybe it's just you've got an NHL team in Columbus. You've got Ohio State. Maybe there's just
too much going on.
Yeah, for a town that's, you know, a million and a half people.
Yeah, but Columbus has been booming. And the town, for as many people that live in Columbus as it is, it's a lot going on in Columbus. It's a lot going on.
A lot going on in Columbus. So, again, 7:30 tonight, first kick, Atlanta United, Columbus Crew, and we'll be talking to Michael Parkhurst a little bit later in the show about, you know, what we have to see. What I want to see, Hugh, from Atlanta United tonight, I want to see them on form because I haven't seen – Mike Conney can come in here and tell me that it hasn't been as bad as I think it's been, and it hasn't been because the results have been okay, but they have not been on form. They just haven't. They weren't out form against NYCFC.
Against Philadelphia Union. But I think part of that was because they probably played down to the Union a little bit.
Maybe. Busy day, a lot to get into. And yes, we'll have all the sound from minicamp from the Falcons coming up for you in a minute. Next, though, early look and early peek at the Wendy's Zone as we continue on the morning show on this very busy Wednesday with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Every possible way to get your content, no matter what time, what day, or what show.
Welcome to a Falcons Monday. We're at Flowery Branch.
What happened? Welcome back to the morning show, John and Hugh.
And this is not making a sexist comment, but it's when you have people that typically do not watch football. Yep.
Everything you're looking for on demand at 92.9thegame.com. The game is everywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, if you follow Mercedes-Benz on Twitter or on Facebook this morning, you would know that the 2026 FIFA World Cup hosting rights are being decided right now, and North America presented their video. Atlanta was shown in the video, so we are standing by for a vote. And hopefully we can bring a World Cup to North America.
Yeah, it's in Russia right now because the World Cup starts tomorrow. And so they're voting today on the 2026 World Cup right now, as a matter of fact. And we're all kind of sitting around you with our fingers crossed. United States, Canada, Mexico putting in a bid up against Morocco. If they give it to Morocco over us, that'll be a joke. Sorry.
Morocco. What I remember about Morocco is like what? Secret Squirrel. That was his sidekick. Morocco. Morocco Moe. I don't know what the secret squirrel is.
What is the secret squirrel?
It's a cartoon. Secret Squirrel? You never heard of Secret Squirrel?
Can't say that I have.
Yeah, it's
an old school cartoon. And he lives
in Morocco? No, Morocco Moe was his sidekick.
Oh, his name was Morocco.
Yeah, Morocco Moe was his sidekick.
Magnificent Morocco used to wrestle in
the only thing I know of Morocco is what I saw in a movie that was black and white with Humphrey Bogart 1,000 years ago.
America.
Is that when he said we always have...
Paris.
Yeah, that's what the movie... That was the movie?
Casablanca, yeah.
Yeah. Couldn't think of the name of the movie.
I have seen none of what you guys are talking about. But if you head over to 92.9 The Game on our Twitter page, we will let you know if North America indeed does win that 2026 bid for the FIFA World Cup. Well, who doesn't like free food? Well, today Taco Bell is giving you free tacos. It's all thanks to the Golden State Warriors. You remember when Golden State beat the Cavs in every single game, but most notably their game 3 win on the road in Cleveland allowed everyone to get a free Doritos Locos taco today. So you can head to Taco Bell today anytime between 2 and 6 p.m. and pick up your free Doritos Locos taco.
Has anybody had one of those yet? I haven't had one of the Dorito Locos tacos.
I haven't had
one of those, but every now and then, just to, you know, to keep my hood pass, I will go get a 12-pack of tacos and eat them.
I had one and they're delicious.
Oh,
they're
so good right now. Though,
yeah.
Gosh, tacos. 12
pack of tacos.
So right
like,
now.
Listen, I don't care what anybody says about tacos.
You're talking about you would eat all 12?
I could eat all 12.
What?
No doubt. I could eat all 12.
I could eat 3.
I could eat a 12 pack of tacos.
It's
my job.
Man, you guys are. So wait a second. What's the best Mexican fast food thing? Taco? Soft taco or hard shell?
I like the soft taco.
You like the chicken one?
I like the beef.
The chicken one.
John, we live in a day and age now where you can get both in the same pack. So you can get six hard shell and six soft shell.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of a burrito guy.
I like the soft shell tacos.
I don't know. Are you a burrito guy? What are you, Daryl? What are you? I mean, are you taco burrito?
Are you a burrito guy?
Are you a
Darryl?
Nachos guy?
False. I like the nachos.
Are you a burrito or a taco guy?
False.
By the way,
stop. Y'all would not catch me up in that
booth. I didn't say nothing. Why every time just, that I say something, no, y'all always think that
because
I'm.
Because it's you. I think I'm talking
about something else.
Yes, of course you are.
No, I'm not. I'm just childish.
I know.
No, not you, Hugh. Nah. Well, if you guys want to feel old today, do you remember the Olsen twins?
Mary Kate and Ashley from
Full House? They turned 32 years old today. 32 years old. So just let that sink in.
Have they aged well?
They've partied. They've partied like rock stars.
I don't know if they've partied. They're just different.
No, they partied. Okay. They partied.
They just have a different sense of style, I would say. But it probably really doesn't matter to both of them because they've made more than $100 million.
Oh, yeah, they're mega paid.
Their fashion line. I mean, they're rolling in dough right now.
No doubt they have money, yes.
Absolutely. But you guys remember this incident with Reggie Bush back in 2015. He was a 49er at the time, was playing the Rams in St. Louis at Edward Jones Dome. While returning that punt, he was pushed out of bounds, slipped on the slab of concrete just outside the playing field. Do you guys remember when that happened?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It looked traumatic.
It was traumatic. He wasn't the only one, by the way, who did it. But yeah.
He tore his lateral meniscus, right, essentially ending his career. Well, last week he was suing the Rams for that incident and was awarded $4.95 million in compensatory damages. He was also given $7.5 million in punitive damages, a total of $12.5 million he will be receiving for the Rams for that incident that happened in St.
Louis. Well, it ruined his career. I can't blame him. I mean, you took a lot of money away from that man.
Christmas. All I can think of is Christmas. That's a nice little Christmas present for you and your wife that look like Kim Kardashian.
You know the best thing about that? Tax free.
Yeah, in Cali?
No, it's a lawsuit, tax free.
Oh, you get tax free money?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yep. Lawsuit settlements are tax free.
Nice. $12.5 million. Yeah, he's tax extra free. Cheesy. Yeah.
You gotta pay your attorneys though. I mean that's
they're gonna get a nice
gonna be there.
There's an attorney tax.
You know what? You might as well get taxed when you're paying them attorneys.
Yeah, you're right, exactly.
but still, $12.5 million.
That's a nice day. That's a nice day. So he'll probably, what, take home 10, and they'll get 2?
33%, right?
About 8. Yeah.
I'd be mad at my attorneys, yeah.
Too much money. It's funny that you mentioned that his wife looks exactly like Kim Kardashian.
She does.
Yes.
I think just everyone has a type, Hugh. You have a type?
I don't.
You have a type? Like, you have a type that
younger.
You go for.
I was accused of that the other day. I'm gonna take that back because I've seen a few ladies that are in my age range that I would date. I would say more physically fit. Yeah, I've seen a few that in my age range that I've kind of moved that meter a little bit.
Oh, you've increased the age range?
Yes.
This is breaking news.
Yes. Yeah. Here's Daryl.
You ask for it.
No, I'm just saying. I don't. This song probably best describes me. Yes. They got to be bad. They got to be nice.
Hey, you can join 92.9 The Game, Dukes of Bell, Friday, 2 to 7, Oconee Brewing Company in Greensboro. Out there by Lake Oconee. Come hang out with the 92.9 The Game team. Enjoy the first tasting of the new Dukes of Bell beer. Is that going to be a cider?
No, that's going to be a beer. Can you see Mike Bell drinking a cider? Just come on, man.
What's wrong with a cider? It's a beer, by the way.
Mike Bell's not drinking a cider. Listen, I don't see Mike Bell or Carl Dukes drinking cider.
We're going to put up a Vision Computer poll brought to you by Vision Computers, where an average hold time is less than 15 seconds. And you can jump onto our Twitter and join the conversation today at 929 The Game. When we get back, Dan Quinn on Julio Jones, what he had to say about Julio No Show. I'll do that in a moment with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.